Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning. It's 620. It's Brock. It's Hunter. Hold on. What are you doing over there? You horsing around? Jesus, good God, man.
Change the battery.
Oh, you got to change the battery? This is perfect. Flawless execution. Did you get it in there? It sounds great.
Boom.
Boom. Look at that.
Is that it?
Way to go, MacGyver.
Check that out.
MacGruber. Changing batteries every single day. Yeah, MacGruber.
I'm prepared this time. Last time I had to yank it out of a smoke detector, hoping my house isn't going to burn down until I replace them.
If people are wondering what the hell Hunter's talking about, the little contraption that we use called the iRig that plugs into the phone, that plugs into the microphone, makes it sound, you know, less like garbage. Well, it runs on 9-volt battery, which doesn't it seem excessive? I don't know. Maybe.
This is how you could plug it in, right?
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be nice.
It's like my third battery since quarantine.
And those 9 volts are not cheap. They are not cheap batteries.
No. I got them off Amazon, so they're a little cheaper.
A little better. That's good. They don't last as long, though. Anyway. All right. Well, fresh batteries, which means it's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Ooh, you know what? 4th of July weekend, you should probably get yourself some Bud Light Seltzer so you can celebrate accordingly, man.
Yeah.
That's what I would.
Yeah, you should probably get them now, too, because yeah. I have a feeling. I have a feeling over the weekend you ain't going to be able to get a lot of them because they seem to be pretty popular right now.
They're going to be flying off the shelves. All right. Mm-hmm. What do you got?
So let's start with baseball, man. You know, Major League Baseball still trying to figure out a way to get going, but when games are being played again, could we see home run king Barry Bonds back on the roster?
What?
Is he back taking steroids and young again? What? No, I don't think he is, but social media chatter suggests that Bonds could still contribute as a designated hitter, even at the age of 55. We'll see if the league can get up and rolling. It sure would be interesting, even fun, to see Bonds make his way back to the plate, just cranking home runs. You know, bring back Mark McGwire, too.
Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, all those guys that were just roided up and ripping baseballs.
Just make a comeback. So I've told this story before. I'll tell it again. There's this guy at Golf Within Leagues who was an old pitcher for the Dodgers. And we were playing him one week. And, you know, everybody in the league kind of knows, like, hey, that's a guy. Used to play for the Dodgers. You know, pretty sweet. So, like, it was kind of like third hole. I actually got to talk to him a little bit about it. I'm like, it's kind of weird trying to break that ice. But once we did, he was just all open about talking about stories. Mark McGwire, his story was he pitched against Mark McGwire 1 year. And he's like, 1 year later, I got, like, to the date, I got to pitch against him again. And he says he was, like, twice the size in 1 year.
If you
went from, like, a bean pole to, like dude, you should have seen him from the mound. It was, like, thrown against, like, just this roided out, like the Hulk, he said.
If you look at Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, so all those guys, they all just went from zero to a thousand.
Massive.
Yeah.
Just
of
massive.
Course they were using steroids.
He was saying, too, the first practice of the season or whatever, like they would have a big speech. Like the coach would walk around and, all right. Nobody takes steroids, blah, blah, blah. And it was just, in the 90s, it was just that. Like, it was just a speech. Like don't do it. But after that, everybody just kind of turned it. He said everybody was juicing. Everybody.
No,
he was like,
it
was just kind of just not talked about. Like, they mentioned it in the beginning and just kind of turned a shoulder the rest of the season.
All right, don't do steroids. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. All right, let's go play some baseball. That's pretty much it.
That's why guys in the 90s, dude. The baseball in the 90s was the best.
Dude, it was a home run derby. I remember when him and what? It was him and Bonds both chasing the record, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the home run record? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Just who could write up the most get to that last home run. Moving on, let's go, man. Basketball, NBA might let players wear custom names on their jersey to raise awareness for social justice causes. So a little customization going on there in basketball if it happens. You know what's weird with basketball? I don't think a lot of these guys are going to play.
Yeah.
I think a lot of them are just like, dude, I don't want to risk it, and is it really even worth it? You know, like, I don't know.
See, that's the problem. Let's say they try and launch this, and then, like, nobody wants to play. Well, then what are you going to do? You wasted everyone's time. Just scrap it, man. God. Yeah.
I think so, man. Just scrap it. Hey, in football, there is more news about Cam Newton going to the Patriots, but I think I'm going to save some of that for next hour, man. So. Yeah, what you got right there is what I got for this hour.
Man,
so
don't give it all away on the first date, man. There you go.
There ain't much. There ain't much today.
That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All righty. Good morning. 724 Brock Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
Lyrics. All right, let's do it. Your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Ooh-wee. Try a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today. Do it, would you?
Do it. Hey, do it. Hey, let's talk about Cam Newton a little bit. I just kind of want to get your opinion on how do you think he's going to do? So Cam Newton signing a one-year deal to the New England Patriots, obviously under Bill Belichick. We've talked about Cam, baby Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm.
The guy has done phenomenal things, too. I've seen him flip over people into the end zone. Phenomenal athlete. Obviously, he has all of the tools to be a phenomenal quarterback. And we've seen it before, but we've also seen him cry and be a baby when he loses.
Yep.
So I want to get your opinion and your take on how do you think Cam Newton will play specifically under Bill Belichick?
Oh, that's the tough question right there, because Belichick is the kind of guy that doesn't put up with shenanigans, if you will. All right. He runs a very tight ship. Now,
Antonio Brown played one game.
Yeah. Yeah. And is like, no, we don't want this here. He has. And there's a reason why they have won. One, from videotaping people, and two, from
massages.
That's why they're relaxed. I don't know. You know, will he toe the line? And again, there's no denying that he's a talented quarterback. You know, I mean, you don't get to the NFL. And there was a season or two there where I was like, what the hell? We can't beat these guys. But, you know, again, I think he let his attitude and everything else kind of affect how he was playing them, because then he started not competing. So I don't know. It's a great it's a great franchise over there at New England. They're in a transition phase right now. Edelman's gone. Gronk is gone. Brady's gone. Cam's coming into something. He's still got Belichick. And without Belichick, I mean, you know, would you have the Super Bowls that you had? It's hard to say. I honestly don't know. It'll be interesting. That's for sure.
I think it's going to be one of two ways. Either it's just going to kind of be Antonio Brownish, because Cam's not to the level of Antonio Brown. We can all admit that.
No, of
right?
course. Of course. Yeah.
So it's just going to be like, and he's going to do the 1 year. It's not going to work out. Or it's going to be on the total opposite end of the spectrum. It's going to be effing scary.
Yeah.
You know, because if Bill can coach this guy and really kind of, you know, harness his abilities in a certain way to where Cam is happy and he's happy, man.
Well, and again, there's no denying that they set themselves up to win. They're great on free agency. They're great on adding players. You know, they're not always going for that, you know, next best rookie, which, again, rookies, I know, got to get picked eventually. I mean, they're going through. But I'm still a firm believer that very few rookies are going to come in and crush it. It is a different beast than it is college. Yeah, there's talented guys out there that come in, have some good seasons, but especially at the quarterback role. That takes so much more. The learning curve on that is massive. So you get a team now that's, you know, cherry picking all over the league, and they become very dangerous as a unit. So, I don't know.
You know, there have been a lot of, like, different quarterbacks and talks of going there. And each one that somebody brings up, I'm like, it might fit. Cam was kind of the same way when he did, when I read that. But, like, the more I think about it, I'm like, damn, dude. If, like, he really harnesses his abilities, and if somebody can do it, it's Bill, right?
I think so. Oh, for sure. For sure.
So, man, interesting. That's an interesting move for the Patriots. And it could be an exceptional move. So, and did Edelman leave? Isn't Edelman still there? Did he leave?
I thought he was done. But, again, don't quote me on that. So,
yeah, I'm not sure on that either. Moving on. One more story. Baseball, Major League Baseball, still trying to figure out a way to get going. But when games are being played again, we could see home run king Barry Bonds, ladies and gentlemen, back in the saddle.
This is
back
crazy.
On the plate.
This is crazy to me.
He's all roided up. He's 55 years old, looking great. He's like the Mike Tyson of Major League Baseball right now. He's like 55. Puff, I'm coming back.
He's going to do it. Smoking balls left and right.
He's like 405 pounds of pure steroids.
Just muscle. Just muscle.
You know. So we could see Barry Bonds come back. And you know what? Hey, hell, if Barry Bonds is coming back, let's get on Twitter and get Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa.
Get them all back there. I love it. I love it.
Dig up Babe Ruth. Let's bring him back, dude. Got cabbage leaf.
Get his cabbage leaf back under his...
Cranking him out.
Yeah, it's like Frosty the Snowman. You put the hat on him and he comes to life. You put the cabbage leaf under his hat, he comes to life. So it's great.
Happy birthday. Happy,
what are you talking about, Babe Ruth? Put him back.
Get in there. Hit home run. Sign this baseball for me.
Real quick. All right. Very good. Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.